Welcome to I'm No Rookie, the podcast for beauty, spa, and wellness professionals who are ready to take their skills into the world of teaching and training. Whether you're thinking about becoming an educator or you're already in the classroom, this podcast is here to support you as you build a new kind of career, one that honors your experience and gives you space to grow. Hi, I'm Ayo, and I'm an educator, digital strategist, and the founder Developing Educators Academy, and today we're talking about something every educator uses, but not everyone gets trained in properly: feedback. But I'm not just going to talk about how to give it. I want to take a step back and look at feedback from both sides, because as someone who's taught hundreds of students and is also still learning myself, I've seen the impact feedback can have when it's done well, the damage it can do when it's not. So let's be honest, most of us were never actually taught how to give feedback that helps someone grow. We pick it up as we go along, often copying what we've seen done before. But that doesn't mean what we've seen was effective. Over the years, I've had feedback that pushed me forward and feedback that made me question everything and kept me stuck. And I want to talk about both, because feedback isn't just about correcting someone, it's about building their confidence, helping them to see what's possible, and guiding them to do better. We should never make someone feel confused, stuck, or small. But here's the truth: I've had feedback that did exactly that, and today I want to share one of those experiences. So I want to tell a story about when I've had really unhelpful feedback and how it affected me. So I was taking a vocational qualification or course, something I already had experience in. I knew the criteria and made sure my work was practical, it was clear, and it was linked to what was being asked of me. But from the start, the feedback that I received from my tutor on my assignments just didn't land. It was vague. It felt like I had to work out a puzzle every time I received it back. When something wasn't quite right, I wasn't told what to fix or why it wasn't enough. I just got comments like "partially achieved," "it needs improvement," without any real explanation. So I'd go back, I'll tweak it, I'd add more detail, but I was never quite hitting the mark, and I didn't know why. Eventually, I emailed and asked, "Is there more to this feedback somewhere?" Because I wasn't seeing what needed changing. I even sent a screenshot to show what I could see on my end. And what I got back wasn't helpful. It was defensive. He replied saying, "My feedback is very specific." Now, I've been teaching for years, and I can tell you, if a student says they don't understand the feedback, telling them it's specific doesn't help. That's not being student-centered. That's ego. And the worst part is when he would add a few more instructions, I would follow it word for word, and it still wasn't right. I'd revise it, resubmit it, revise it again. But the fourth attempt, I thought, this isn't about my work anymore. This is about his communication. Eventually, I had to make a formal complaint, and I changed tutors. And you know what happened next? The new tutor reviewed my previous submissions and passed them. No issue. And not only that, she told me why the work passed, what was strong about it, and encouraged me to keep going. That's when I realized what had been missing all along. Feedback should move you forward, not hold you back. It's not just about helping your learner tick the boxes. It's about helping them believe in themselves whilst doing it. And this is why I created the bonus course inside our education and training qualification, The Art of Giving Feedback, because we kept seeing it, new educators who were passionate, skilled, but unsure how to actually say what needs to be said in a way that builds the learner up. In the bonus course, I walked our students through what meaningful learner-centered feedback looks like. And I also shared the acronym I created for the word feedback. Not just a tool, But as a reminder of what good feedback feels like when you're on the receiving end. So let me break that down to you. I'm going to share it with you. So I wanted to have a visual, because I'm a visual learner, of feedback as an acronym. So F is all about focus on the learner, not the task. E is encourage reflection, not just correction. The other E, explain what worked and why. D, describe what could be improved. B, be specific, not vague. A, ask questions to invite thinking. C, connect feedback to the progress and goals. And K, keep it respectful and supportive. It's simple, right? But it works, because when you lead with that approach, you're not just giving feedback, you're building trust, you're building confidence, and that makes all the difference. If you're a trainer, tutor, assessor, and you've ever felt unsure about how to phrase your feedback and what to say when a learner just isn't getting it, this is your reminder. It's not about being the expert who knows everything. It's about being the guide who helps others get there. Feedback can never be a power trip. It's a conversation, a bridge between where the student is and where they're trying to go. And when you get that right, you're not just ticking boxes, you're making an impact. And if this episode has you thinking about how you give feedback, how you support your students, or even how you like to grow in your own role, remember, all of our qualifications at Developing Educators Academy include that bonus course, The Art of Giving Feedback. So whether you're taking the Level 3 award in education and training or the Level 4 certificate in education and training, you'll get access to the tools and training to help you feel confident in your feedback conversation. So head over to www.developingeducatorsacademy.com to learn more, or check out the show notes for the link. So before we go, here's something to think about. What's been the most helpful piece of feedback you've received? And what's been a really bad experience that you've had? Were you able to communicate your frustrations? Did you get it resolved? How did your tutor respond? Did they turn it around? Because sometimes, even in the way we communicate with our best intentions, sometimes the communication with your learner just goes wrong. But we need to step back and always think about, how can I help this person get from A, B, C to eventually Z? That's your focus. Remove your ego from it and think about, how can I help this person to understand how to improve? And that's what you really want to focus on. You want your learners to have the best experience. You don't want them dreading the work, feeling nervous, and then just not taking any action. So always think about that amazing experience that you had. What made it helpful? That's the kind of experience your learners deserve too. So thanks for tuning in to this episode. And if it resonated with you, do me a favor, subscribe or leave a review, or even share it with someone who's navigating the world of teaching and training. Remember, you're no rookie in this game of life. I'll see you next time.